People say it takes a thief to catch a thief, and we apply a similar principle. It takes a movie maker to recommend a movie.
We get advice on what to rent or download from Hollywood Players. And this morning, our advisor is producer Lauren Shuler Donner.
Her movies include St. Elmo's Fire.
Not to mention Free Willy, You've Got Mail.
And a little thing called the X-Men franchise, including X-Men Origins Wolverine, which is in theaters now.
When we asked her what to watch at home, Lauren Shuler Donner started with a classic from 1954. On the Waterfront is set in the corrupt world of New York City longshoremen.
You know what? It's a perfect script, perfectly cast, and perfectly directed. At the core of the movie, it's about redemption. It's about this kid, Terry, played by Marlon Brando, who everybody calls a bum. He works on the docks, which is really about the docks in New York City and how the union is corrupt and they were taking advantage of the workers.
This is the 1950s. You've got all these lovely shots of the New York skyline in the 50s.
Yes, beautiful. And Terry decides ultimately to do the right thing. First of all, Brando is really good. He's the tough guy, but he's so vulnerable. I cry every time I watch him.
I bet there are millions of Americans who have said or heard themselves say, I could have been a contender, and they don't realize this is the film that it came from.
This is the film, and this is sort of his turning point. He was a boxer, and his brother had him throw a fight because their mob had bet on the other guy.
You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit. You should have taken care of me just a little bit so I wouldn't have to take them dives for the short-end money.
Well, I had some bets down for you. You saw some money.
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's face it.
We're getting DVD recommendations from movie producer Lauren Shuler Donner, part of our series. And let's move on to a much more colorful film because it's in color, spectacularly so. Lawrence of Arabia.
Yes, Lawrence of Arabia. I think a lot of people's favorite.
We've had a discussion of this once before in this series. Danny Elfman, the composer, focused on the music and how spectacular he thought the music was. Of course, what strikes most people, if they see even a clip of this, is how spectacular the visuals are, the way that the light plays in the desert.
Yes, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Peter O'Toole playing Lawrence, and in the desert, there's one classic scene where he comes up upon a sort of a sand mountain and looks around, and the vistas are stunning. The way it's filmed is stunning.
Is this a movie that carries on the small screen?
It carries on the small screen because it is a story well told, and Lawrence is fascinating, and Peter O'Toole is fascinating in the role. It is best seen, though, on a big wide screen with enough foot candles on the screen so you can see everything.
Enough foot candles on the screen.
Well, it makes your screen in your local theater bright.
Oh.
So that it is the way that when we film our film, it's intended to be seen. A lot of times, some of the theater owners don't always keep up with keeping the foot candles to the proper brightness.
Well, now, if we're talking about historical dramas, I guess we could continue in that way because you have another movie on your list here. Why did you choose The Battle of Algiers?
Well, Battle of Algiers, I saw about 30 years ago, and it was so very powerful. First of all, I vowed I'd never see it again. I was shook for days. Now, what's interesting is I went back and I looked up the Battle of Algiers on the internet, and it turns out that the Pentagon played this movie in 2003 as we were entering the Iraqi War.
This is a film about a real Algerian struggle for independence against France.
Yes, it's about the Algerians who are struggling against the French colonial rule. And it sort of revolves around this one revolutionary named Ali Lapointe. And it sort of details this political terrorist campaign. The second half of the movie is about the reaction of the French military who parachute in and they start their own campaign, and it's a campaign of murder and torture.
Médecin, poignardé.
C'est horrible.
It is an extremely violent movie. It's not for the weak of heart.
You see the torture.
You see on both sides. I mean, one of the reasons that the movie is so powerful is that it is honestly depicted from both sides the way that they waged war, and it is terrible.
Even though you said after seeing it that first time you'd never be able to see it again, have you watched it again?
Yes, because I thought 30 years was a distance, a good enough distance, and I could handle it. I've grown up and I could handle it.
It was just as powerful
the
second time?
Oh, it was just as powerful, yes, it really is.
Lauren Shuler Donner, I want to ask about one more film that's on your list. The title is Inside Moves. And there's a guy connected with the film with the name Donner, which I think is the same last name as you.
My God, it is. Yes, Richard Donner is my husband. We've been married 23 great years. Inside Moves has always been my favorite of his movies. It's much different than Dick usually directs. Dick has directed The First Superman, The Omen, All the Lethal Weapons, Conspiracy Theory, Goonies. And Inside Moves is more of a drama. John Savage is the actor who plays a very depressed guy in the beginning of the movie, jumps off a roof and cripples himself, and ends up frequenting a bar where there are a lot of handicapped guys. And really, it's a story about friendship. It's a story how friendship elevates you and makes life worthwhile.
So what happened to you?
Oh, I've been in the hospital for a while.
So?
I jumped off a building. And tried to commit suicide.
Well, you got it all backwards. First you get crippled, then you try to commit suicide.
What drew him to that subject? Do you know, since you happen to know the director?
I think it was a great script by Barry Levinson and Valerie Curtin that drew him to it. Most directors respond to good scripts. We always say, if it ain't on the page, it ain't on the stage. So that's what it was.
Lauren Shuler Donner, thanks for coming by.
Oh, thank you so much. I love NPR.
How sweet. You can see the complete list of Lauren Shuler Donner's DVD picks by going to NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.